Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's good?
What's up, Red? What's popping?
What's popping, Red?
What's goody? What's popping?
Yeah, what up? What's going on, everyone? Greetings and salutations. It is Big Red and Brother B with another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? The Menu, Big Red, Brother B. We in here. How y'all doing? What's good?
What's good, everybody?
Hope everyone is well, and to those that are not at this time, we definitely keep you in mind, you know, keep you in prayer, most definitely. Yes, once
yes,
again,
sir.
The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. We also are on Facebook, The Menu at Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And how you doing, Red? What's poppin'? What's good?
I'm good. Just chilling, chillaxing, just trying to, take it easy, get my chakras in line and,
I got you.
Chilling.
I got you, man. I guess I'm doing the same before I have to go hit the streets and generate that paycheck tonight. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Yeah, I wanna ask a question, Led, because you know what I'm saying. I'm kind of confuzzled on what's, listen, we know things. I don't expect things to change, stay the same. But
okay.
Humans are definitely changing. But one thing I will never understand, and I think I'm only seeing this within the last maybe 10 years, correct me if I'm wrong, but
okay. When
did people think it was okay to not hustle their ass across the street when cars are moving? I don't understand. Like, remember back in the days, there was a commercial, cross on the green and not in between. So,
yeah, cross on the green, not in between.
Why are you crossing? And the hand clearly says, stop. But, okay, you're crossing, but you're not hustling your ass across the street.
Because they don't have that commercial no more.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't have those commercials no more. You hit it on the head because there's no commercials out there no more stating cross on the green and not in between. Don't ride on the like with the bicyclists. They tell you have to you on the wrong, like the guy who was riding the bike. He's like, hey, you on the wrong side of the road. You're supposed to ride your bike against the traffic, not with the traffic. And I don't understand why people don't really know that either.
Well, but the bike lanes, they make now what they make the bike lanes. Because yo, I made a mistake. I was doing
exactly.
And I turned into a bike lane, and I was getting ready to back out. And the guy said, hey, you got to do it. And I'm like, what about you, homie? he got real mad. He pays car insurance on his bike. He's on a bicycle.
Yeah.
He was real mad. He looked at me like I was, I just molested his wife or something like that. Like, really?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's the thing of rule. Like I said, this world is so topsy turvy now from when we were growing up. And like I said, I remember seeing those commercials, cross on the green and out in between, and Sesame Street. It's like nobody, listen, some of these adults need to watch Sesame Street or they need to watch something. But see, they done messed up Sesame Street all the way too, where they trying to be modern with certain things, which you have to change with the time. But they, I don't know what to tell you.
Call the 1009. Hold on. Let me just finish up real quick. My problem is this. Listen. You don't have license plates on your ass. Okay? I think it would be in everyone's best. Because me, I don't play around when it comes to the street. I don't want to get hit by a car. I'm sure there are people out there that have got hit by cars. God bless them to those that live. Because I'm sure it's not a fun experience. And if you seem to think, like, oh, hit me and I'll sue. Because I heard somebody say that before, hit me and I'll sue. Yo, you got to get up to go to the doctor. Like, getting paid is not worth me losing a limb or being laid up in the hospital because somebody ran and hit me because I crossed the street when I wasn't supposed to.
Because of my pride, my ego.
Yeah, I chose not to hustle. So, yeah, tell a friend, tell a foe, get your ass across the street. When the light changed or cars is moving, this is not Frogger. Get your ass across the street. Because I've just been seeing things. People
or Donkey Kong.
People just walking out into the street like, oh, I'm invisible. Like, the police cars are not going to hit me. They don't, you know, people, like, stop, use your common sense. Even though I know common sense is not all that common anymore, please start to regain some because vehicles hurt. I mean, I hit my knee on the tow hitch. And I started, like, tearing up. Like, it's real. I walked into I walked into my own vehicle. So just imagine getting hit by one.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even moving. So I'm just like, yo, it's real. Okay. Let's get into our topic. Caller 1009. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Oh,
hello.
How you doing? How you doing? You want to add anything to the people who don't like cross the street on time? You want to add anything? Are you good? Hello?
Y'all said it all already. Sorry. My phone muted.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's just get in because I saw after the topic was posted, I saw some going back and forth, and I didn't get a chance to really read it. So, all right. Topic for tonight. Now, I didn't word this topic. But anyway, because I probably would have worded it differently. But thank you, Pam Lam for doing it. Ladies, tonight is your night to ask questions you wanted to know about men. Now, before we get started, I do not represent a coalition of the assholes that you may have dealt with, or the assholes that you may deal with in the future. I can only speak
or dealing with
to
now.
A degree. Yeah, or currently dealing with now. Thank you very much, Red. I will also say that I know a lot of good brothers out there that I keep within my circle and outside of my circle. I can't say I represent them, but in communication with all of them, I do kind of get the gist of where a lot of men are coming from, certain things. So unless there's some other dudes that are going to call in, 347-324-3395, no, I will not be giving up any major secrets. But, listen, hey, I wouldn't ask you to be giving up stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Relax. So, that's my disclaimer. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Things I can answer, some things I can't. I can only be an asshole certain ways, but not.
We need more dudes to call in. So yes, y'all call in because we need to listen. We need
some
we need answers. We need answers.
So, all right, so let's go. Who's gonna set it off?
Okay. I'll set it off first.
Lady T is too quiet right now. Either she back on mute or she's just like sharpening her knives.
Let Red set it off. Let Red.
Yeah,
because
my claws is out already. My claws is out already. My claws is out already.
You checked me. All right,
so now my. Yep.
You said, yo, cousin, I'm going in, so don't get all offended.
Ah. All right, okay, so I'm going to start it off.
Hold on.
3054. Oh, I already know what that is.
Wrong disclaimer.
What? Oh, God.
I will call back later on, but this is my disclaimer. I am an asshole, and I'm proud of it. And I will piss you off later. I'll call you back later.
Oh, later.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right, Red. So, all right, go ahead.
All right. So now, for the first jig. Okay, I'm coming out. I'm gonna say, let me see. All right, so I'm gonna come out the gate with this one. I was gonna try to be a little nice, but you know what? Forget this. I'm coming out the gate. All right. So
come
now I'm gonna ask this. Okay. Now, if two people are in a sexuationship, we already, you know, we had conversations about this. You guys should know what a sexuationship is. It's like with somebody.
But not. So quick refresher.
Okay, I'm going to elaborate. Say you're having a sexuationship with somebody in terms of the person may have somebody, they're living with somebody. It could be, you know, whatever the situation, significant other. And you are the outside person, side piece, mistress, whatever, on the other side dude, what the young people say, other nigga, whatever you want to say. So now, my thing is, okay, since we're doing ladies, my thing is, if he's living with someone and he has a mistress side piece or whatever, say the woman is the mistress or side piece, does the mistress or side piece deserve, like, respect, like, in terms of, If she hits him up, okay, wait, let me elaborate a little bit. Say if she hits him up and he can't get to her right now, or if he can't, you know, he can't really tend to her at this moment, does she deserve a answer? Does she, because you know why I asked this question? Because I had mentioned this to somebody and it was a guy, and he said, well, why do you think you need an answer? Why do you think you deserve an answer? And I'm like, well, why shouldn't I? I'm having sexual relations with this person, whether he got somebody or not. I think I still deserve some type of respect in terms
of,
hey, listen, I can't talk to you right now, da-da-da, or right now is not a good time for us to get together, you know, and something like that.
Okay.
But go ahead. I want to hear your answer.
All right, let me go in. Let me go. Let me do my school again. I'm going in. Hot rod?
Yeah, Scooby gear.
Hold me down, brother. Anyway.
hold me down, baby.
Nah, listen.
Hold me down,
brother. First of all, when you're dealing with a woman in that nature, now, like I said, I'm only speaking from a certain area because there's a lot of dudes out here that don't really understand how the game really go. And that's why things are so messed up right now, because they really seem to think that being disrespectful, like these movies, these TV shows, these songs that they listening to.
The music,
where they listening to all this BS about how he's treating women. Negative. Because real dudes, depending on the situation, because individual results may vary.
But right.
Real individuals don't really, real men don't believe in disrespect. Whether it's your main chick or you know, someone on the side. The real men don't really believe in disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Now, some people may want to say, oh, you can't clean up something that you're doing dirty. Listen, I'm sorry. Grow the hell up. Because for what you may not be doing, either your mother or your father did or somebody else did that you probably know. Listen, let's not get it twisted. Raise your conscious level. Some people can be together for 5, 10, 15, 20 years and never do anything. Some people do things. It is what it is. But I don't judge anybody. People are going to be who they are. All I can say is, as long as me and you is good, that's all I care about. But back to what you were saying, like I said, real men don't get into the whole thing of disrespect. That's number one. Number two, somewhere it really depends on the situation that the person is in right now. Because what if they just can't get back to you? What if they're taking a nap? What if they're taking a crap? What if they're taking a shower? What if they just can't get back to you at the moment? See, that's the whole thing.
Right.
If you're on the side, and I used to, like I said, you know, professionalism, there's certain things you just got to be cool with. And there's certain things you got to be patient on. You know what I'm saying? If you're sitting there texting, if you know this person has a home somewhere or got somebody else, and you're getting on the phone and you're texting them, one text, two texts, or why you're not responding, three texts, four texts to see, first of all, you're out of pocket. You're really
right.
out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Maybe once or twice, and maybe either they're busy or maybe they just can't get back to you. But don't think is that, don't overthink it to the point where,
that they're ignoring
you. Brushing you off. No, they're not. They may not
right.
be ignoring you.
No,
they,
no, no.
You know
that's what I'm
saying.
Say,
like,
yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
They may be with their kids. You never know what they may be doing. So don't see it that way, because a lot of people twist up shit. They get it twisted, or get it twisted when they do something. They don't get a response, or somebody says something, and then next thing you know, they'll be on the phone with a friend. Oh, this is, oh, he ain't calling me back. Oh, girl, yo, oh, yo, homie. Nah, they dissing you. Listen, shut up. Stop it. Stop it. Like, don't take advice. Don't take advice from people who can't either handle what you're doing or would do what you're doing or deal with what
right.
you're doing. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to take advice from somebody who is like, oh, how does the hamburgers taste? Well, I don't eat hamburgers. How you going to take advice from somebody who don't
eat hamburgers?
A hamburger joint, they don't eat hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense. So don't take advice
mm-hmm.
from somebody, either somebody who's sloppy with their shit. Don't take no advice from anybody that's sloppy with their shit. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like asking,
okay.
you know what I'm saying? That's like going to a hotel where you know they make the beds up. The beds are not made up correctly. But then you complaining about the service. Dude, you know they shit is extra. You know they ain't right. So why are you going there anyway? Why are you patronizing? Don't make no sense.
True.
Oh, did I answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, like I said, just like you said, it could be anything. It's just the fact that, like I said, you know, it's not like the respecting. I think that was a poor choice, because just like you said, you're right. Depending on the situation, yeah, it should be a respect level, period. But, you know, my thing is, like I said, just like you said, if I hit you up maybe once or twice and you're not answering me and I'm, you know, I'm the sideline, you know, I have to get to a point where just, as you said, I have to fall back from it and say, okay, well, maybe something's, you know, maybe he's dealing with something. Maybe he, you know, whatever. But I still feel that, I guess, I don't know if it's because I think sometimes it's impatience. Maybe you know, sometimes
no,
it's
overthinking
on,
it. Over, listen, overthinking.
Right, it's overthinking it. Or sometimes it's on, you know, just like you said, overthinking it, because you're like, you know, what if he ain't interested no more? What if this, you know, you're thinking all these things. So just like you said, you just got to fall back, just chill, and just let it ride
until,
you know.
In my day where I used to, you know, do certain things, I hit you up once and that was it. You get back to me when you get back to me. Life goes on. I got a job. I got dishes to wash. At that time, I had dogs to walk. You know what I'm saying? My day is not going to revolve around you calling me back or not, or getting back
but
to me.
But, Brother B,
I'm going to
tell
you
this,
you
right. Right, but see, the thing is, once again, as we always talk about, you have to realize something. Remember, you are a male. We are female.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference. Women, once again, we have these conversations plenty of time. Women get more emotionally involved, because then it's like a thing of once
don't
again, like a
play
say, you
that
over
game.
No, I understand.
Play
wait. No, I understand. But once again, like I said, we can't help that. That's just in our nature to, like, we may feel a certain way. Like I said, it depends on the, you know, like I said, it's a variation. It depends on the situation. And once again, like I said, we get more emotionally involved, because it's like, what if he's not going to be bothered no more? What if he doesn't like me? What if it's this?
Don't
and once again,
it.
I'm going to put it out.
Don't
I'm going to put it out there. Listen, what if I want, my thing is this. You men, when y'all want the punani, y'all hitting up, you calling 7 o'clock in the morning. I ain't even up yet. You call 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, right. But when we, what if I get horny and I want something right now? What if I want you to come through and then guess what? Oh, I'm busy. You know, all of a sudden you're ignoring
me.
You're busy. You this, you that. Go ahead.
Let me get at you right now. First of all,
okay.
I was never a desperado. There was always another prairie to ride onto. Was never a desperado. But my whole thing is this. I never put my eggs in one basket either. You know what I'm saying? If me and you was rocking, then me and you was rocking. If you hollered back, you hollered back. If you didn't, you didn't. It was what it was. See, my whole thing is, in order to be successful in certain things, sometimes you just got to just let it rock. Like, don't stress it.
Right.
Because when
right.
you stress
but
it,
wait a
it's
minute.
Like money. It's like, well, hold on. It's like money. When you stress it too much, sometimes it don't come. It always
right.
comes when you're not
right.
looking and when you are looking.
Right. But, see, you have to realize one thing. But remember what I just said. I said if the male has somebody, say they, once again, they got a girlfriend, they live, you know, they living with this person. They're with this person. But guess
okay.
what? I am not. I don't have anybody.
Okay.
I don't have.
Okay.
And guess what? I may not have anybody else that I can go to. Or once again, if I had a backup, the backup is no longer available. So now it's like, what do I do? I mean, I know. Listen, I know
okay,
what I
you,
can
you
do.
You want to put that on somebody
saying.
Else? You can't. You
huh?
go, hold on. You can't put that on somebody else. Like if
no,
you,
right,
if you
you're
don't
right.
have, you can't put that on somebody else. Because once again, if you have knowledge, if you know that you're in a situationship with somebody who already is in something else, you can't fault them on what they can and can't do. Unless they telling you, unless they making some promises off the bat, you can't fault them on that because you already know the situation. See, that's the problem right there. When
okay.
people know the situation,
okay.
whether it's male or female, when you know someone else's situation and then you want to get pissed off when things don't go your way, listen. If I tell you I don't like shrimp, yet you make some french fries and you fry it in the same damn grease with shrimp and I can't eat it and I wind up getting a whose fault is that? If I ate the goddamn
yeah.
french fries.
That's
you know what I'm
true.
Saying? That's my fault.
That's
you
true.
Told
You're
me
right.
what you said. Yeah, I'm making some shrimp and I'm frying the french fries in the same grease. That's my fault if I still ate one of the damn french fries. You cannot blame somebody. See, that's the thing, accountability. Accountability
true.
Is everything. But people don't want to be accountable for certain things. They only want to be accountable
okay.
for the stuff that they did that people are like, oh, I'm proud of you. Oh, I'm very proud of you. Now you want to be accountable? Now you want the fame? Or something you like David Allen said, fame cost. And it ain't always pretty. It ain't always
you
pretty.
You're right. I got you. Brother B, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, it's all about balance. It really boils down to balance. And, you know, you got dudes out there that know women are more emotional, and some of them play into that. But then there are also women that play into that.
Emotional too. Manipulation.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, it's not cool. That's why everything is so screwed up now, because once again, first of all, you got people trying to play other people's roles. Then you got people trying to play people. Then you got people trying to manipulate people in the situation. And then, once again, people don't want to stay in their lane.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people right. crossing the street on the green. You got dogs hanging out with cats. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got rats kung fu fighting in the Chinese restaurant. You got too much going on right now. You got little kids with scooters going across the street in the middle. You got too much. It's too much going on. No one is really staying in their own lane or staying in their own pocket with stuff. This is why there are problems. If you know you're emotional, if you know you're an emotional person, do not put yourself in a situation. Don't set yourself up for failure. Don't listen to Don't listen to one of your little asshole friends that said, oh, well, you got to go out and test the waters. No, because your boat may be fucked up. If your boat is fucked up, don't be going to test the waters. Just stop. And I'm real about that. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Don't go out there
Fact.
Trying to do something that you know is not for you. Don't do it. Because then when something go wrong, then you get mad at that person. But then women want to get mad at all the dudes. Oh, you dog, you bastard. I hope you fall off the Grand Canyon and your mother stinks and everything else. Y'all want to
get the Grand Canyon.
And I'm not
you
saying
right.
dudes don't do it too. I'm not saying dudes don't, but y'all are of the more emotional. So, of course,
right. You're right.
You know, it's going to be what it is. All right, Lady T.
Lady T, let's go.
Better let it rip. Go ahead.
Why do guys beat around the bush? You guys beat around the bush. Tell me why.
Example.
Instead of just getting straight to the point, being straight up. Let's say, all right, you feeling a girl, right? Feeling a female.
Mm-hmm.
It's been months. You dating heavy in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, you just fall back. What's up with that?
Damn, I was going to ask that too, but I'm glad you asked it.
Girl, thank you.
Hold on. congratulations.
Thank you.
Good answer. Good question. Good question.
Yep.
Good question.
Right. That was going to be one of my questions. Whoa.
All right.
But go ahead.
Now, from my personal experience, it really depends on the situation that you're in. And now we're not even talking about being with somebody. It could be just a personal thing. You know what I'm saying? Like some dudes, some real dudes, real men, they see meet a chick, they like a chick, they rocking with her, but then they looking at their situation. And this is real talk right here. They looking at their situation. They may be messed up in the game. Their money may not be right, this, that, and the third. And just because you say, well, I don't worry about that stuff, a man does. A real man does, because if he ain't got too much of a pot to piss in, what is he supposed to do for you? So that's one area of it. It depends on the person's situation. They may just fall back and be like, I can't, you know, I don't want to turn around and be something that I'm not, and then turn around and I get shut down, you know, later on. So that's one end of it. The other end of it is you got some dudes out there that ain't emotionally ready. You know what I'm saying? Some of them just ain't ready to deal with I won't call it baggage. I'll call it luggage. You know what I'm saying? Baggage sounds bad, but they ain't ready for that emotional trip. They ain't ready to take that ride. Some of them are just not ready for it. And some of them are just not built for it, period. You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason they could fall back. Another reason is they could have somebody, or they could have a couple of somebody, but yet they feel in the situation now and they don't really want to say anything. They want to see, you know, which pans out to be better. Now, why they can't be, some of them can't be straightforward, because listen, if I'm feeling you, but I'm not too sure about the other person, I just can't throw everything in one basket with you. Because if I sit there and say, yo, listen, love, I'm really feeling you, and I see me and you going somewhere. See, then now he's making promises. You know what I'm saying? He may not have used the word promises, but he's laying a foundation somewhere. I see us, or I see this, or I'm feeling this way. So if he goes back and does something different, you can always be like, you mother, you said this, you said that,
and this is what you told me.
Exactly. And I thought we was, you know what I'm saying? Some dudes they're not gonna set themselves up for that.
Mad, you know, if females open their options too while you're trying to figure your life out, right?
Yeah, listen,
so they shouldn't be mad.
Listen,
don't cry, right?
Listen,
they shouldn't cry.
Real talk,
but you know what, lady? I'll let Brother B. Go ahead. Brother B, go ahead.
Real talk.
Well, I already know where he's going with it.
Listen, real talk. You can't hate the player, hate the game. Once again, if you are not ready to handle your scandal, don't do it. If you're going to get all, why are you acting like, Lady T, why you all were, you was seeing somebody. So what? So what, man? Like, listen, you can't be my man.
But it's an ego thing with Lady T. I'm sorry, Brother B. It's an ego thing with men. That's also what even though I'm, you know, it's an ego thing with them. It's an ego thing with men.
You can't, listen. You know how many times, listen, I roll with a league of extraordinary gentlemen, and I appreciate them because they keep me balanced, and I think I hope we do the same, but we talk. And I remember one time 2 years ago, one of my bros said, yo, you's an asshole. I said, I'm an asshole? He said, yo, if you really think that she ain't going to do her while you doing you, you stupid. Now, that's real talk right there. I got to respect that. Because if I'm doing me and she doing her, like, I can't expect her to not do her while I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? You can't play these type of games and think that it's gonna work in your favor all the time. Because it
But
doesn't.
Then if y'all know that, but if you guys know that, then why do y'all get so, why do y'all get a certain way or you know, you
I'm
looking on pages and stuff like that? I mean, I know it's an ego thing, but it's like, why? If you know that you don't want to be bothered with this woman, I don't mean to cut you off, but if you know that, once again, just like you said, maybe it's not the right time. Maybe you know, just like Lady T said, everything was going good, and then you just abruptly stopped hitting me up and everything like that, or whatever the case is. And You don't, and my thing is, okay, what did you expect me to do? You expect me to just sit around and wait for you to make up your mind of what you want to do? No, I'm not going to sit around. I'm going to give you some time, but I'm not going to sit here and wait on that.
I'm going to tell you, it's your fault. It's your, you know why it's your fault? Now, I'm
sure
it happened before then. Listen, I'm telling you, ever since that, remember Belly? Ever since DMX was ever since that scene with DMX, it's the power of the penis, man. All these dudes out there who seen this thing, oh, yeah, I'm going to back out. She gonna make
me
fuck,
and
it's just ice cream after this.
That's not that serious, because we be putting in all
the
work most of the time anyway. We put in most of the work anyway, probably the majority of the work. But all right.
But listen. I'm telling you, some of y'all just got these dudes' egos
that's
in place.
Bullshit. Now, I'm going to get mad. That's
bullshit
on the plate.
Once again,
we need
listen,
some other brothers to call. Please, please call us. Come
listen,
in, please,
I'm,
please.
You think they're going to
come on, Brother B.
You think why you think they ain't calling? You think they're going to tell the truth? I'm going to tell the goddamn truth because I ain't got no ego.
I'm
going to
tell the goddamn truth.
I ain't got no damn ego about that. Listen, it's going to be it is. Simple and plain. I'm a grown ass man. You either love me or leave me alone.
Okay, and I understand that, but okay, once again, like I said, you are you. We need some. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. We need some Negroes that's on the you know that's in the game like that. That's like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
on
like,
the scene right now. That's on the scene right
it's
now.
Not,
really
not.
On that. And I need some real because, like I said, I can handle like me and Lady T. I'm sure I can handle the truth. I can handle the truth. I can handle the truth. I don't. That's what I want.
You want
you to tell me. No, I can't. Now I may be a little perturbed for a little bit, but I'm not gonna be angry about it because guess what? You're being honest, and that's the thing that a lot of men need to get back to being is honest with your situation, honest with yourself, honest with your feelings or whatever it is. Like as you said. The person may have started having feelings for the person or whatever, and they just can't get back. But my thing is this, don't just go ghost on me and don't say nothing. Let me know what's going on so this way I'll know how I need to move. But see, my thing Let me finish. What I think it is with you men, y'all want to have that ace in the hole. Yo, if this don't work out, I can always go run back to that. Because you know what? She like me, like the song, and she play all the but she like me, yeah, she like me. So I know I can run back to that. I got that ace in the hole. Go
Some
ahead.
Dudes.
I want to
hit it.
The lies. Stop with the lies already. You're a lies broadcast. Stop with the lies, please. Why are you lying to yourself? Most of all, don't lie to yourself like that.
We ain't trying to hear the truth.
I'm not going to lie. There's always a plan B. It's always good to have a plan B. Plan A doesn't work, go to plan B. If plan B doesn't work, go to
plan
C.
That's your problem.
Well,
that is your problem.
That's your choice.
You don't have plan B. You don't
that's
have that
problem.
Okay.
You're too emotional.
Hold on. So
you do
have some women that may come in with a plan B, and now when you guys find out, I thought we was exclusive, you guys get emotional.
No.
I'm wondering.
No, that's me or you. Tisha.
On ball.
Hold on. You do have a plan B at the pharmacy, okay? That is your plan B, okay?
Oh,
at the pharmacy.
You know what? How about,
Are you kidding me?
I'm muting myself.
Yo, hot rod.
Is this cable?
I'm muting myself.
I told you I'm an asshole.
I'm muting myself.
But I have to put my daughter to bed right now, so I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Good night.
Okay, no problem.
All right, listen,
Philly.
Oh, my God. Listen, you got
that didn't help.
A lot of times women don't have that
backup.
That
sure did.
And
that didn't help anything, Brother B. Go ahead, K-Dog.
What is your backup?
We need to hear somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Please, K-Dog, let's go.
I'm telling you the truth from multiple angles. I'm like, I'm not going to put myself too far out there in front of you, but I've been in a few situations spanning a nice amount of years. And, you know, I'm also a communicator. Like to talk to people and, you know, get information.
So I'm telling you right now, but you talk
you
about
you sounded like a BS
truth.
Commercial.
You don't
want to
answer the question.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to be serious.
You just sound so funny right now, but go ahead.
You listen, you got to have your backup. And any dude that's going to sit there and start acting funky because you had backup, like, yo, he that's not the dude you want to deal with, showing you right there. Because if he can't handle it if when you doing it, but he wants you to handle it while he's doing it, that's come on, man. There's no respect right there. There's no balance. You can't rock
with somebody
like that.
But my thing is this. All right, but these days, I'm sorry, K-Dog, before you go on, I have to say this. These
ain't
days,
no K-Dog,
my thing is
K-Dog is not on right now. I thought
you were talking. So my thing is, okay, for the thing where I keep explaining to you is men, y'all have a better chance of having backup. In this day and age that we're living in now, women, we can't have any backup because it's hard for us to have backup. We try.
Why?
But once again, like I always tell you, what do you mean why?
You know why?
Saying, I'm
you
telling
know why? I can tell you why. I can tell you why.
No,
you
it's hard
emotion.
For us to get.
It's the emotion.
No,
it's the emotional
we can't
aspect.
Get backup because that one, okay, say we get a backup. Okay, that dude is on the back burner for a minute or whatever because he's dealing with his situation, whatever. We get a backup, but guess what? We get that backup, but guess what? Once again, he might have somebody. He might have a couple of somebody. A couple of somebody that he has. So guess what? You're having the same problem. It's like, oh, you're my backup, but guess what? He got 11 backups. So I mean, what the hell? Like, how are we supposed to do that? How are we supposed to survive?
Listen, go fishing. Go fishing.
Where?
Listen, all right, real talk, this is, I
got to
put this out
there. We tired of the real talk, because it ain't really real talk. Come
yes,
on now,
is.
Brother
it
B.
It is real talk.
This
well,
ain't helping.
I'm breaking up. I'm breaking up. Hold on.
Who, me?
Whatever.
I don't know who it is. Lady T, I think Lady T breaking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm glad.
Okay. Listen.
All right.
It is real talk. You just if you don't want to accept it, it is what it is. But I'm going to tell you right now, what a lot of us just need to stop doing, a lot of times, like people are very relationship. Like if you're focused on being in a relationship, you don't need to be doing anything else. You don't need no side piece. You don't need to try and experiment and do the side piece thing, whether you want one or you're trying to be one. Just don't experiment. If it's not for you, don't do it. It's like a freaking job. If you know you don't want to be a shit shoveler, why are you doing it? Why? Because it's a paycheck? Listen, I'm sure we've all worked. We've all had jobs here. We all have jobs. Listen, it gets to a point in your life where you work a job and then you start to realize either A, it's your career, or B, it's just a job and you want more.
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking with the jobs and get yourself a career. Once again, stop fucking with the jobs. And wait, that's you breaking up, Red. That's you.
Oh, sorry.
Stop fucking with the jobs and get a career. If you can't get what you want, then fall back, chill until it comes your way. Not everything is going to fall in your lap when you want it. It's like I said earlier, money don't always come when you want it.
True.
But it's going to come. But the whole thing is everybody got to be patient. But then at the same time, you look at what's going on right now. The ratio of men to women out here is crazy. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or be funny, but you got if you ain't got straight dudes in jail or gay, men going gay, what do you have? You got knuckleheads, assholes, and you got dudes out there that don't even want to get into relationships because either they scared of the system. Or they scared of the Me Too movement, or they just scared in general, and they don't want any problem. Because I know a lot of dudes who be like, "Oh man, I don't want to have no kids." I hear stories and all this and that. They don't want. Listen, it's hard out here. Cause we both each other. We screwing up this thing. We screwing up this thing with each other. You know what I'm saying? And now you ask for the man, and now he's here. So we're gonna let K-Dog. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Uh-oh. There you
go.
Let's go.
Fine, fact, fine. The next question, Red, you breaking up. The next question should be for K-Dog.
Okay.
Okay.
So Go ahead, let it rip.
All right.
Oh, you want me to?
I could take it.
Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, K-Dog had to take a sip and put on his vest.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Let it rip.
Okay. Well, he's quiet. Well, I got quiet. Okay, though, okay.
Oh, you want me to ask
quiet,
a question?
I'll get loud for me. Whoever's
Oh,
whoever's
you want me to ask the question? Oh, wait. I can ask
the question.
Yeah.
Attack, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so now my next thing is.
My next one is.
Listen, okay. All right, y'all ready? All right, the next one is, okay, now, you know when, okay, you guys are having sexual relations with a woman, whether it's your woman, whether it's a side piece or whatever, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this. When a guy says, I love you first during sex, what does that mean? Because usually the woman works it out during sexual activity. So when the guy says it first, let me see how this is going to go.
I'm muting.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Come on, K-Dog. Right. Let's answer these questions. Come on.
Yeah, answer.
Okay.
I want you and Brother B to get on the ball. And I want Hot Rod to bring his tail back on in. Yeah, I want
exactly.
to get it.
Without his plan B.
That's
what
I'm plan
okay.
B.
Nonsense. All right.
Okay.
All right. Ask the question.
She just did.
Okay.
I just
here's
ask
what
it.
It is. Let me ask you. Let me tell you the answer to that question, and I will be as blunt as ever. Okay.
Yes, please.
What happens is this, is that some guys, I'm not saying all guys, have this emotional thing when it comes to sex.
Okay.
Now, the feeling that they get from the sex being that it was so damn good, or they feel a certain way, or they feel like this is the best damn thing that ever happened to me. She is the best damn thing that ever happened to me. And during the course of it, they just let it out, like they say those three words.
Mm-hmm.
It is an emotional. It's like I don't know. You know, most guys they'll say it's a very emotional thing. Like, you know, this is the best thing she's the best thing that ever happened to me, and all. They feel
mm-hmm.
emotional. They feel some sort of connection.
Okay.
To the woman that they're having sex with, and so
okay.
that comes out with it. You understand?
Okay.
So with that being said, it's that range of emotion because she made you feel so good with the way she feels. Like, this woman feels so good to me. Oh, my goodness. I'm in love with her. I love her. You know, they'll scream it out. They'll shout it out.
All right. So it's just in the moment kind of thing.
It's in the moment? Or do you think, okay, is it just like she said? Is it just a moment thing, or is this something that you may be feeling? Like, I'm going to say this. If you
mm-hmm.
have sex with this person more than once, not that
mm-hmm.
this is a first time thing. I'm talking about this is more than once. That means
right.
you didn't have sex with this person over three times, and you
mm-hmm.
and you blurt that out on the third time that you're having sex with this person. Now, does
mm-hmm.
that mean that it's just in the moment, or is this person, just like you said, are they starting to feel something?
It's starting to feel something. Is that it's not the moment, but you're starting to feel something, especially, like you said, more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to feel something for this person.
Okay.
And it's a feeling that happens. It does happen. The reality of it, it will happen because at that moment, it's not just the moment, but more than once, it's the way that person makes you feel. She makes you feel good,
okay. mm-hmm.
you're going to feel it. That's the power right there. And that hits
power.
It hits you. It hits you emotionally, physically, and you'll feel so strongly about this person afterwards. Trust me, that feeling is going to be real. That feeling is real.
So then why run away from your feelings afterwards?
It's up to the person. It's the person. It's the guy. Because you know what happens? Feelings, this is what happens with some guys when it comes to the feelings, like all of a sudden it's like, how could I say it? Like I'll quote Andy Murphy when he said about the whole thing about the Ritz cracker, like, damn, that's the best Ritz cracker. You know, you're hungry and someone throws you a Ritz cracker and you'd be like, damn, that's the best Ritz cracker I've ever had. But then, after a couple of times, then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, wait a minute, that's the same damn old cracker. That's the problem with some people. Some people are not satisfied. They feel, some guys, you know, they run away from it. Like, they'll say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and, you know, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, something about her, or they get outside influence, or they see something else in, like I'll say this, they'll see the side chick, like she's going to do things that your main woman won't. All of a sudden, then you're falling for your side chick.
Let me flip it, K-Dog. What if mm-hmm. it is the side chick that you yelled that out to? What if it is the that you yelled that out to?
Oh, then you're up Schitt's Creek. You're up Schitt's Creek. Right then and there. Like, damn. Yo, wait a minute. You mean to tell me the side chick is making you feel better than your main chick? There's something terribly wrong, man. What you doing, bro?
He said you up Schitt's Creek.
Hell yeah. That, I'm like,
yeah, that's
damn.
What I'm saying. What if it's the side piece that you blurted at? Because like I said, once again, I'm going to reiterate what I just said.
Uh-huh.
Usually the women, I know that women usually blurt that out mm-hmm. during sexual activity. But when a man does it, hey, we got to find out some answers to that.
Yeah, you got to find, of course. And there's a lot to it. And I'll say this. Like I said, you're up Schitt's Creek because you know why? That means that, damn, if that's the case, then that means you're not really into your main woman then. Wow, she's doing things. First up, in reality, you need to be realistic about something, especially when it comes to the woman in your life, that she makes you feel good in many ways. But if you're running around with the side chick, I mean, damn, man, what the hell are you doing? And if you blurt that out to the side chick, then that means you wasn't really into your main woman. What you need to do is be man enough to realize and say, damn, man, yo, why did I blurt that out to my side chick? And you know how some side women are. I'm not trying to say all of them do it, but, you know, we've all seen the fatal attraction syndrome. You blurt that out to the side chick, she is going to be a maggot on your ass like there's nothing more, like nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you created a problem for yourself.
All right.
And
right.
you won't know how the hell to get out of it neither.
Okay. All right, Brother B, what's your take on that real quick?
You really, y'all ain't ready, and you don't want to know.
Who are you saying?
So
Come on, man.
No,
you're not.
I purposely muted myself to sit back and listen to everything that was being said. And you know what I observed? You love. Y'all, listen, y'all want to have a drop-down conversation? Listen, we going to have it. Y'all love to get your eagle stroke. Just like dudes do too, but y'all love dudes even more.
No,
Listen, I'm sorry because I'm about to get flagrant with length. It's good ass. The sex is good. Sipping the plane. The juices is flowing. Everybody feeling all emotionally hot. Everybody rocking. I love you, girl. I'm loving this. Yo, so you could be biting a damn hamburger the same goddamn way. Yo, this is the best burger I ever had in my life.
Like,
yo,
I said about the sandwich.
The way that the sauce and the ketchup and the mayonnaise is cohesive. Yo, this is the best. Oh, my God. That's what it is. Duke having some good. Yo, girl. Yo, you good. I feel fulfilled right now. I'm loving you. I'm loving this. Like, call me.
Uh-huh.
Type shit.
Call me.
Sometimes there ain't no rhyme or riddle for it. Straight up and down. Girl, your shit is good. It's good. Yeah, I love you. Your shit is good. That's that. This is the best. Listen, we all know that when you eat White Castle, there's consequences and repercussions. But we love them shit, though, right?
All right.
Yeah. So you
keep going back.
You keep going back, right? You keep going. I'm saying exactly, but this is what it is. Sometimes it's just not that complicated. It's just you just smashing. Everything is going good. Listen, sometimes there's chemistry. Sometimes there isn't. And you may be with somebody that you're having some good chemistry with emotionally, physically, and just straight up sexually. Like y'all are beasts on one another. Because, I mean, no one can sit here and say that there isn't some truth to this, but there's certain people that you have sex with that the sex is great, but y'all are not great on other parts. And then you got parts where sometimes you're great on other parts, but the sex is not all that great. Sometimes you can't have it all in one shot. So there may be
all
that
one.
Person that you come across where you're just like, oh, snap, oh, I love this shit out of you, like my mom's biscuits. Yo, oh, shit. That's what it is. It's simple and plain. It is what it is. And home, and later on, everybody sit back and like, damn, while he on his way home or he going to work or whatever he's doing the next day, like, damn, I can't believe I said it, but yo, that shit was good, man. That shit.
He
gonna tell his man, yo, I got caught out there. I got caught out there, son. I got caught out there. This shit was good and I got caught out there. That's just what it is. Yeah, I said the word. Oh, you said the word. So, yeah, I said, yo, shit was bomb. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling emotional. I was feeling vulnerable.
Ooh, that's some good insight there. I love it. I like some answers, brothers. And my thing is this, like I said, my thing is this, and I'm going to say it like this, but you said the ego thing. Why shouldn't we have our ego stroke? We stroke our goddamn egos all the time. So you know what? Our times, why shouldn't we have our ego stroke? I like my ego stroke once in a while.
No,
I mean, not saying
not
that it's a big thing for me, but like once in a while, yeah. Hello? Yeah.
I'm not saying you should. Listen, a real dude, if he's especially trying to keep you around, he gonna stroke that ego. He gonna give it to you how you want. He gonna smack that ass. He gonna roll you around. He gonna do anything he likes. So you can give him a call later.
Exactly.
Now guess what? Now just what you say. Okay, he wants to see me again. Not a problem. But guess what? Once again, here we going back to what we said before. Okay, what if I want the WWE SmackDown, and now you're not responding to me. Now, you just said you love me. You love that. Not saying
right.
like that. You love me. You love it. You just smashed it over 3 or 4 times already. And now,
but once
guess
again,
I want my lollipop show. So now, guess what? Now you're not responding. Now I don't hear it. Now you this.
But
now you that.
See, you're going back to that. Once again, you're getting offended over something you're not even sure about because you don't know what homie may be doing at the time. He may be caught up. He may be doing – you never know. It's happened, before. It doesn't have to be he's laying up with the next chick. But then at the same time, real talk, you got some dudes that'll just be like, yo, I ain't ready for that tonight. I ain't ready.
Yep.
So, listen, not everybody –
okay, you're right.
Stop rope every – yo. Stop.
No,
not everybody ready to jump on the top rope every night. Okay? Not everybody
ready
to jump on
the
damn
tonight.
Every night.
You know what it is?
But I understand it. So my thing is this. So why don't y'all just say that then? Why don't you just say, well, hey, listen, tonight is not a good night. Why don't you just say that? Instead of ignoring. Why don't you just say that?
The male ego gets
press. No, hold the press. We gonna stop this shit because I'm not about to let you show shame down. First of all, because you know how y'all like to throw y'all little slick ass remarks. You know, you ain't ready for this, or you can't. Y'all like to throw some slick ass shit in the mix.
Hell
yeah. Try and
or you on the download.
Up, you know what I'm saying? Just try to smack the ego. That's not nice, man. That's not nice at all.
That's not being fair.
That's no nice. Call us 7756. You on the air with me?
I don't know about that.
What's up? 7756, you're on the air with the menu. What's good?
Hello?
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 Okay. 7756, when you're ready to, you know, do the dance, we'll do the dance. But in the meantime, y'all like to throw the shade. And no dude be wanting to deal with that shade. Because right there, that could be a turnoff. Especially to a dude with an ego, that can be a turnoff. So when you start throwing some comments, you know what I'm saying, that could definitely be a turnoff. And all it don't take a woman, you can say something to a woman, and they'll get turned off, but they'll still kind of let you rock until you're just exasperated all angles. But there are some women mm-hmm. that cut you off at the drop of a dime. See, mm-hmm. when you, as soon as you slice some of these dudes' ego, it's a wrap for you. It's a wrap.
Hells yeah.
Okay.
It's a wrap. Either they're going to do you okay. dirty or they ain't going to rock with you at all, because they're going to be like, oh, I see, that's what you're about. Why? Because, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel like, you know, doing what you want to do tonight. We can't do that. We can't do that. Some dudes will be up here and say, yo,
sensitive.
I'm just,
sound too sensitive to me.
Yeah, but it could be too sensitive on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's
true.
The whole thing. See, it works both ways, just at different frequencies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. yo, music is beautiful, but everybody got their own genre. You got country, you got hip-hop, you got heavy metal, you got death metal, you got all types of genres. Not everybody can rock in the same one. You know what I'm saying? And this is how it needs to be viewed. You can't be a country folk singer trying to rock with somebody that listens to death metal all the time. You can do it, but it mm-hmm. might not work out for that long. Because
okay.
somewhere, somebody, the guitars are going to clash. The music is
okay.
going to clash. Frequencies are just not the same sometimes. And that's how you got
okay.
you got to really
all
look
right.
at it. You got to look at it for what it is sometimes. Next question.
Okay, go on, Lady T. Let's see what you got. I got one more question.
I don't
yeah,
have anything.
More.
I don't have anything. Go ahead.
All right, you want to know why I got something? No.
God damn.
Here you go.
Red loaded.
Yeah, I'm loaded tonight. Okay, so now. Another question. Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you guys have sex with a woman over, I'll say over 2 to 3 times, what does that mean?
It just means you having sex, damn
it. That's it, basically.
What is it supposed to mean?
Wow.
Okay, thank you for the answer.
No, it depends on what you defined it as. That's the thing. You said if we're having sex.
No, wait,
we're in a relationship.
I'm not defining anything.
Okay.
Because if we define something, then all of a sudden we're crazy, we stalkers, we did, we that, or she went
all
to
right,
me.
So if
I ain't defining
sex,
shit. You're going to have
so
to define.
So if we're having sex, then we're having sex. That's just what it is. Yo, what you doing tonight? Oh, so let's go grab something to eat, and then boom, let me blow that back out. Or whatever.
Okay.
Let's meet up. Let's cook up. Whatever. If you're having sex, you're having sex. Don't have to be rules to everything. It does not have to have rules. Sometimes it is what it is. Listen, you absolutely right, or a title. Listen, when you turn around and sit down, eat your food, do you always eat it the same way? Depending on what it said, you don't eat a sandwich like you drink soup. Everything doesn't have to have a certain rule of play. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Everything don't have to be analyzed. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem, whether it's male or
but
female.
But why?
Too much listen, first of all.
But why? If I'm having sex with a
person. You pull it out. Why we got to be extra?
Yeah.
Why I got to
okay,
be extra?
But if I'm having
sex, it's too much thought. Sometimes
okay, but why? If I'm having sex, me and this person are having sexual activities.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Like, we done did it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I mean,
okay.
It has to mean, it has to be some type of meaning. Okay, yeah, it's just, but it has to be some type of meaning somewhere.
I
yeah.
like you, and I like sleeping with you. Case still, listen, it is what it
that's
is.
That's a cop out.
So,
no,
so it is.
Cop out.
A label on it. That is a label on it. It's like a sexuation.
That's little boys.
See?
It's
see?
Time to grow
see,
up.
Yeah, you know what it is?
Uh-oh.
It's like this.
See, here
it's
we
time
go.
To get out of that little boy
if
life.
If that's the only thing that you, I mean, if that's the only thing that matters, I mean, damn, man, yo, really?
All right,
time
hold
to move on because we're dealing with little
one
kids.
Point, hold on,
analyze
hold on,
question.
Guys. At one point, to
what was the question?
At
what
the question? Point does the male finally say, "Okay, we're in a relationship"?
Listen,
never,
right.
Because basically
what,
he don't mind just going through sex with you and
but
never defining
on,
anything. That's a waste of
nah.
time. I'm not gonna,
no,
too
is.
Much time. That's too much time. You getting older. We ain't going to waste our time with someone that's going to just do nothing and go nowhere with you. Like, it's time to move
right,
on.
Wait a minute.
And then you guys
what
get upset
question?
When you move on.
The
they want you to still be stuck in this
well,
relationship, which
oh,
isn't
what's
even
the
a relationship,
hold
which
on.
Is some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Getting emotional now. getting emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Now we too emotional.
Hold on, but when they're emotional,
it's okay. When a guy
but
is emotional, it's all right. But when a woman becomes emotional, it's a problem. That's
no,
just some
right.
that's some baby
is,
stuff. That's time to grow up. It's time to grow up stuff.
Oh, you know why?
That's what it sounds like.
You know why it's a problem? Because when you get emotional, your hearing starts to turn off. Let's go back to the original question. Now I'm really
I'm going in now.
Go back to the original question. What was the question?
What was my,
Red, what was the question?
You answered it already, though, but we
when
asked
I
the
said,
question with
no,
this
no,
question.
No, no, no. Yeah, you're sure.
No,
you
said you
want
to go back. Okay, I said.
And once again,
when,
you all said, wait. Since you already got the answer, there's no need for me to explain anymore. Because you already know that, right? Oh,
now you're being so petty.
That's emotional in your little baby way.
Yeah.
Time to grow up and speak.
And that's why, if you already have, and see, this is why you have dudes that withdraw. Because since you already know everything, what's the purpose of telling you something that you
oh, you know everything,
to
too.
No,
that's
guys,
act
like they know everything.
I'm not that funny because
nah.
you guys think they
see?
Do know everything, but then when a woman speaks, they don't know nothing or they
no,
know everything.
A woman
it's like, y'all just not
place.
Satisfied. That's what it
Red.
Is.
Did I ask from the beginning what was the question? Once again, Red,
what was the question? Okay, the question was if you have sexual relations with a woman over 2, 3, 4 times, what does that mean? Is it that you're trying to have a relationship?
Hold on. Okay, now
why can't it
is,
just be sex? Come on, that's some nonsense.
Yeah. You know what? But see, I'm like, once again, you're asking a question. I'm giving it to you from a few angles. First of all, with some
right.
dudes, yes, it's just going to be sex. But the whole thing is,
yeah.
if you're talking about, you asked me a question of if we're just having sex a few times, what does that mean? That was your original question. You didn't say
yes.
anything else after that.
You didn't
that.
Say
you
a few times.
After we have sex, no, you said after a few, five, six, seven times, what does that
two,
mean?
Two, three times, yeah, four. A few
whatever.
Times is one to
whatever.
Two,
well,
two to three.
What,
six, seven
what
times is not a few.
All right, first of all, what the hell does it mean to you to keep giving this man that ass so much? What the hell does it mean to you? If you want to
I like him. Because I like him and I like penis, okay?
I like him and I like penis.
And that's
about.
When a woman has to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm not even going to go through this no
exactly.
more because it's not worth
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So why keep
and
doing
I have
it?
To, I have to believe that my stuff is, I have to believe that my stuff is safe. And you're not going to just keep getting steak for free. It ain't coming
so
that way.
So, once again, but you know what? There's a lot of women out there that keep giving up the steak, and these dudes belong in Nathan.
They belong in Nathan. Okay,
damn.
So my thing is this,
you keep giving up a good-ass dinner. You're giving up a good-ass dinner to a nigga that only knows
nothing.
Chinese food. You want to get
yes,
real? You
right,
get real.
What?
Stop doing it. Stop doing
it.
But think about it. You got different chats. You ain't getting no more.
You scenarios to it.
It's time to move the fuck
this on. Right.
So
yeah, but it's different. My thing is, it's different scenarios to it. What if it's a woman and she just want to be sexually fulfilled and she just wants some sex? Maybe that's just what she wants. She may like the guy, but maybe she just wants, you know, to be sexually fulfilled. There's nothing wrong with a woman just wanting to be sexually fulfilled.
Well, why can't you have the conversation and a man just be honest about what it is that he's interested in instead of telling her one thing, but behind the back saying a whole nother. You're supposed to treat this intimate person as a friend, so treat that person like a friend.
You know what? Absolutely, and that's where I was going with it. My thing is, if we are having sexual relations, once again, it depends on what it is. Okay, if I'm having sexual relations, we can still be friends. We can still be intimate. This is called Intimate Friends by Eddie Kendrick. We can still be intimate friends. We can still be friends, but see, the thing
but
is,
they don't
when
want
women
that.
Want
they don't
want
to lose
but they don't
that.
Want that, but because right. when women want to be that friend to the dude, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, she's stalking me, she's sweating me, she's just saying, no, I'm not stalking this, I'm just trying to be a friend to you. I'm just trying to
all
be
right,
a friend to you.
First of all, let's cut the bullshit. Any cornball ass dude that's going to be saying some dumbass shit like that. He's a punk. Once again, you messing with these Chinese
right.
food eating motherfuckers. Stop giving Chinese food dudes the Peter Luger steak. Stop doing
you're
it.
Right.
You keep these dudes along right. at a halal cart. Stop doing it.
And they not even that good.
Yeah. They not even worth it.
Joint.
Oh, word.
They
not right.
So why? So why do
Damn.
It? First of all, what yo? The best line that
the
I ever
that
heard.
The one that they don't wash their hands.
Listen, the best line that I have to say I ever heard a woman say on TV. I don't know who wrote that shit, but it was from Scandal. What she say? If you want me, you gotta earn it. Make a nigga earn it.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
happened to that?
Right.
Make him earn it. Because you turn it around, you giving your career to these job motherfuckers.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Stop
mm-hmm.
giving the career
like
to
that.
The dudes who only want
I like
jobs.
That.
Stop it.
All right.
Because guess what? Guess what? When they want a career, they're going to wind up getting a job.
Yeah.
That's true. I got you, bro.
I mean, yo, listen, real talk. Listen, you got different types of people out there. You got people that are made to get ran over and people that do the running over. And then you got the people that stitch
uh-huh.
up. You got to decide who you want to be. There's a lot of cats out
uh-huh.
here that just don't even know if they want to get ran over or they want to do the running. But I know this, if you don't know what you're dealing with, why rock with it? If you got somebody that don't is not even sure on what they want to do, why rock with it?
Well, that's
exactly.
why they're not being honest. They put in forth their representative. They're not being who they really are
we
right
grown.
From the beginning.
Exactly.
Just,
mm-hmm.
just,
yeah.
Well,
and you,
you
know
say
what?
That, but you really aren't grown, and that's part of the problem. You say you
What's
are
the,
because
okay.
you're, what, 40-some-odd years old, but you're
that
not
mean
grown
nothing.
Because you, I don't know. I'm just saying an age. I'm just saying an age. But they ain't grown. They ain't grown yet.
Just
because maybe they have
some
issues
but
or,
you try, but listen,
or
you
some
know,
kind
with
of
woman,
issues.
And
this age,
and so
the age don't even matter now.
Hold on, hold on.
To the,
yep.
to the
woman,
max. The age don't even matter now.
Woman,
the age don't even matter with these
woman,
dudes.
As a woman, and as intuitive as y'all are, don't run me the bullshit. Don't tell me you can't sit back and see the you saw the bullshit. You just wanted to, what you wanted to test the waters. Come on, man. A lot of people know.
Initially, no. You think that this person is a decent person.
Nah, fuck that.
You want to say they're decent,
no, you know,
and
you
want to
you
try to find
you know
the decency
dirty.
In them. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No,
but
what
that's women.
Wait,
women are different.
Wait, stop. Stop.
What if the beach came to you? What if,
stop.
Wait,
stop.
Hold up,
stop.
Baby. What if the beach
stop.
Came to you? What if the beach came to you? What if you wasn't even thinking
listen,
about the beach? You said, you know what? I don't want to go
why?
To the beach, but the beach came to you.
Listen,
how about
if
that?
The beach came to, and listen, if the beach came to you, then, listen, you got options. Either you swim or you pack up your shit and you go to the park.
Mm-hmm. Or you
but
drown.
Damn. Don't stop trying, to, stop trying to find decency. Stop trying to find decency in some of these assholes. Simple and plain. Stop doing it. You want to find decency in something? Go to the petting zoo or something. But stop trying to find decency.
You're right, but we do have bleeding hearts, and
we're
going to have to put our hearts aside
well,
and start paying attention to who we really got on our side. And if they really for us and if they really aren't, and start giving it to them. That's the truth.
Listen, you know what I have to look at? I have to look at our mothers and grandmothers.
You better
and
say.
And I'm sorry, but they were way stronger than a lot of the women are now. They're women
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
They have progressed further, but they
so
were
the men. Men were
stronger
back
nation.
In the days,
no,
too.
No, I said no.
So
I
they ain't strong
it,
no
like,
more.
But guess what? Who were men doing it for? Who was the household? Who always took care of this shit? Let's not, let's listen. Any
yeah, they ain't doing
that
now.
That woman,
they
listen,
expect you to take care of it all.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, then that's
mm-hmm.
not the fact you should be messing with.
That's
if
the problem.
If anybody expects you to go get the bacon, fry it, and feed them, then
you better say.
You might as well just make your bacon. Might as well have a bacon.
You
if
just
you
might as well leave
I mean,
that.
I mean, if all you
let
do,
it go.
If all you're doing is just sitting on your ass and not doing anything and you let the woman take care of it, then there's a problem.
There is a
problem.
Well, you know what I do believe, though? I believe a lot of people are psychologically damaged. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's enablers, you know, because of
mm-hmm.
whatever they went through when they were growing up. So they tend to be a little more caring and concerned about the other. And then they don't really think about themselves until later on. And it's been too far gone. You know, they would let the relationship pass for a long time. And we got to get up out of that. We've got to start looking after yourself a little bit more.
I'm not gonna sit out here and even if I had a son, I would always make sure I tell my son I'm gonna raise him the same way that my father with the time he had raised me. You respect your
mm-hmm.
mother, but I have a daughter.
Right.
So I'm gonna go out here and tell my daughter the game
on how it is. Now, how she chooses to conduct herself after I give her the game is on her. But we already had that conversation about the emotionals and all this and that. Listen, I came to my daughter. I said, listen, I love you to death, but I know one day you will betray me for a piece of penis. But remember, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that. Mm-hmm. And she didn't see, I don't know if she fully understands, but real talk is real talk. And I know what's going to happen. But that's my daughter, and I still love her. But in the same note, you got to be mindful of the things that you're going through, the things that happen, and the things that you're being told. And once again,
mm-hmm.
if we're having conversation and open communication about things, listen, I don't have time to sit up here and just, I could be taking a nap before I go to work. But, yo, we have a real talk. We have a real talk. And I'm telling you, there's cornballs. There's assholes. There's good guys. There's bad guys. And it goes both lanes. But you can't sit there and judge all dudes just off of one dude. Or you can't sit there and not have accountability for your actions if you know, once again, if you got that Peter Luger steak, you shouldn't be at the Chinese restaurant cooking homeboy up. You should. Hot Rod, let it rip.
I thought the ground shaking. Is everything okay? The ground shaking over here in Brooklyn. Is all the motion running high again? What's going on with that motion?
Oh, boy.
So all I have to say is this. I am not attacking the ladies on the panel, but I said what Brother B.R. is saying. I have lady friends, and Kay don't know some of them, who complain to us all the time about men that they date. But they still continue to date the same type of men over and over and over. I'm like, okay, you know he's an a-hole. He treats like an a-hole, but he still runs back to this one or to somebody else. But yet, the men that complain to us, there's no good men out there. Excuse me. And for the record, Tisha, I do not cop out after two, if I successfully relate two times. Either you take it or you leave it. That's it, okay? There's no relationship there. That's all I have to say about it.
Yo, I can't with
okay?
him.
All right, buddy.
But ladies, overall, why is it both females love the drama or do not like to be happy? I'm not saying you girls. I'm not saying all females. But you know there are females like that who don't want to be happy in a relationship but have the nerve to criticize some men about relationships overall. Go ahead.
Men do the same thing too, so let's stop.
Exactly.
No, it's both. Nope. Listen, nope. It's both sides when it comes to that. But however, it's like there's some people. It depends on the person that they are because they love the drama, they love the arguments. It's like this. Yeah, let me see. Oh, let's see if he gets mad or let me make her mad and laugh about it. But in reality, it's really not that funny because it's like you're causing drama to the next person. And the more drama you cause, that person's going to walk away.
True, but Tisha,
right.
Big Red, the thing with some men is, we're too busy chasing after pussy, so we don't
exactly.
think of the proper head compared to most people.
You're too busy chasing after pussy.
Chasing after pussy. I'm not going
well,
to.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Listen,
well,
you should know the difference between the ones who want to keep it and the ones who just want to chase it. You should know
exactly.
the difference by now.
Not in this day and age, not in this social media, and you don't know which one is which now. No,
and
you
don't. I love that you brought an example a few weeks ago, and it was talking about my how dating is not the same anymore. And dating is a major problem these days, right? But people don't date anymore.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
they don't.
Who you are, and I think that's a major problem in most relationships today. People don't date. People don't get to know one another. You go by
not at all.
You go by social media. You go by, okay, Big Red Guy haircut. Let me see what she's doing. Okay, her son has turned so-and-so. You go by that. You don't get to know the person.
Exactly.
Most people think they know you off of your Facebook or your Instagram page. But
I was going to say that.
But you got people out there
you know
that
what? It's not even the real you. It's not even the real you.
All
no,
right, but how long are we
going
to keep on blaming the internet? I mean, we had AOL back in the day, MySpace back in the day. You know,
it was different, ladies. It was really different.
Let me tell you, let me put myself out there. I used to be on Black People Meet years ago. Yo,
mm-hmm.
You know how many, listen, I remember people, all their profiles and their pictures and certain things that they were saying, and I was like, huh? Yo, I actually went and met up with one person. She was crazy. She was crazy. Nothing like her description. You know what I'm saying? Listen, people, they use the internet, and I'm not blaming the internet, but they use the internet.
Blame the person.
Or they use certain things to just put this,
hide
this,
behind
this false. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they're trying to be different. They want to be. They want to be something that they're not.
I'm gonna go back even further because I'm gonna go back to when the chat lines was out. I was doing random challenge,
God.
And I had better luck on them damn chat lines than I do now in life. I had much better luck on chat lines. You couldn't see no faces or nothing. You couldn't see no face or nothing like that. But you know what it is. You know what it. Well, not that you couldn't see faces. Like that was at the time when people still were having like the camera phone, like the cell phone, and everybody had camera phones. Like we're starting to have camera phones. But you know what the difference was. You know what the whole difference was with that conversation. You actually had a conversation with the person, and you could feel out. I don't care what nobody say, and. Compared to now, you can feel out what kind of person or the type of
guilty.
Person that you're dealing with through conversation.
Guilty.
Now,
guilty
people getting lazy. They just look. They're just reading your profile. They're looking at your
exactly.
They're getting lazy. It's no
exactly.
more ethic in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let me ask you.
That.
All right. 7756. Let me ask you a question. When the last time you went on a date, however long it lasted, what was the majority of the conversation about?
I'll be honest. The first date that I went, the last one that I went on, we just went to the movie, so there was no real conversation. Prior to that,
right
I talked to.
Right there. Who wanted to go to the movie?
He did actually. He suggested a movie.
Yo, I got me right there. Nah, that ain't the first place we going. We gonna go somewhere where we can talk because I want to know what I'm working with. Yeah, I'm okay where we go, but we're going to go somewhere we can talk. We'll go to the movie after. Matter of fact, we do a movie, we're going to the movie after we talk. Because I want to know if I can trust you in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Any dude to me, any dude that want to be treated like that. What?
Trust you in the dark.
Oh, my gosh, in the dark.
If that was a joke. It was a joke.
Listen,
okay, I hope so. You sounded very serious.
Nobody wants Cardi B. Well, we ain't doing the movies first. But my thing is, now what type of conversation?
So, what would be the reason
that?
For suggesting the movies? Because I'm not that's not something that I always am. You know, I'm interested in everything. So when
sorry,
the movies
easy.
Came as a
it's
suggestion,
it's
I was
it's
like,
easy.
Okay,
easy.
Sure.
Because it's
less,
easy.
Less
that's why it's easy. It's easy.
Less
exactly.
Conversation.
Less conversation. It's easy.
Less conversation.
It's easy.
And he probably was on his damn. And he probably. I bet you he was on his damn phone the whole time.
But
no,
exactly.
He wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest.
Taking you to the movie. That's something you do back in the high school thing. You don't do
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but some guys still see that as being so romantic on a first date.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, he did bring roses. Look.
Bring roses.
I think it roses, but there's a dozen.
That means he was chasing after the pussy. I'm sorry to say
that.
He didn't get. And he drove 2 hours to come and see, you know, come to the movies.
Oh.
But no, there was none of that. There was no hanky panky.
Listen, some dudes know there has to be sacrifice. Now, listen, this could be a double edged sword. He could be a good dude. He could be a good dude, just, you know, trying to see where you at and want to see what's going on. Or he could just be, yo, I'm a shark. Yeah, I'll drive 2 hours just try and hit that or put that work in.
Oh,
you
Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Guess,
either or.
After 2 hours.
Well,
he's
going to surely be mistaken because I'm not on that these days.
I'm
taking care of me.
I'm not driving 2 hours to go see a movie. I'll drive 2 hours and we ain't going to talk. If you tell me.
Yeah, he's driving 2 hours. He's looking for more than the movie.
Well, he definitely wasn't getting that.
He was hoping.
He was wishing.
He was hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet he kissed his friend.
Well, that's some wishful thinking, boy.
Yeah, but you got these guys that I had a guy on Instagram tell me that he'll drive 2 hours just to knock some coins out my cooch. I was like, sir, what are you talking about, sir? I had a guy tell me, because I asked him, I said, where do you live at? Oh, I live in Maryland. I said, you live in Maryland? Yeah, I live in Maryland. It's only a 2 hour. That's just a, what he told me? That's just a.
He on the outskirts of Maryland. Maryland is 4 hours. He must be on the outskirts.
Well,
that's 4 hours.
He told me. Man. He told me he going. He'll drive. He that's just a road trip for him. Okay, you road trip to knock some coins out the cooch. Okay, yeah. All right.
You know what?
In the grand scheme of things,
you should give him the Chinese restaurant number. Give him his address and see for that. You should have done that.
Yeah, you give him the number. Say, this is the number to you. Have fun. Chinese restaurant.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, listen, once again, when it comes down to certain things, it depends on what you want and what you're looking for. Because if you turn around, like you said, Red, if we having sex, it depends on what you want, it depends on what he wants. But like I said, there's some women out there that just like, listen, I got things going on in my life. I just want to get mine off a couple of times and that's that. Listen, ain't no harm in that. It is what it is.
Right.
It is what it is. But then you got people that are out there, or women out there and men out there that are looking for more. Not everybody knows how to approach every situation. Because you know what? Once again, right now, times are so sensitive. You say the wrong damn thing or you do
rape.
The wrong damn thing. Or it's rape or somebody's going to jail. Something's going wrong. Something's crazy. Or she screamed rape and she's being looked at a liar or something like that. Things is just so screwed up right now that it's hard to date.
Well, that sounds like an oxymoron. Is like you want open communication, but at the same time, you're afraid to do open communication when you're afraid
exactly.
You might come bite you in the ass. That's what I'm talking about.
You're afraid of that.
So what can you do? What can you do? Because if a dude turn around and tell a chick like, yo, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. You sexy. You hot. You know, you look like you got it going on. I want to tap that and see where it go. I want to tap that and see where it goes.
All right, but let me ask you a question. Okay.
You bastard.
Let me say one more thing.
Foul mouth. Get off my phone, click.
All right, let me say one more thing. Okay, now what is, okay, I'm going to give a quick scenario. Listen, I'm going to give a quick scenario. Now, what if you and the person had sexual relation one time, you and the dude, and once again, I'm going to say...
Whoa.
What?
Oh, I'm not having sex with no dude.
Not you. I'm saying, if the woman had sex with the guy, and like I said, once again, the guy has somebody he's living at home with him, he got a woman. Okay, you and the guy have sexual relation, an incident happened, and y'all get separated for a while. And then he comes back and contacts you. Y'all get it rolling again for a little while, and then once again, it just abruptly stops.
Okay.
Once again.
Too much of a pattern.
Listen.
Mm-mm. We don't need to go through that no more.
It's not a pattern. If I know that I'm the side dude, if I know I'm boyfriend number two, listen, I stay in my lane. Simple and plain. Listen, I call
exactly.
Yeah, but she didn't say nothing about Chicago having before. Another person.
No,
why would you be
no
number
wait,
two?
Wait.
No. That's too much of a pattern. It's time to let go
wait,
of that.
Wait, hold on. What did Red just say? Listen to the scenario Red just said.
I said if the woman is dealing with a man and the man has a woman at home, wife, girlfriend, or whatever, he's living with the woman, but he's having sexual relations with the woman. Yeah, she knows and everything. She knows the scenario.
She
knows what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a boyfriend or girlfriend number two, you have to know there are rules. See, listen, there are rules. There doesn't have to be rules, but when it comes down to stuff like that, there's rules. And you have to stay in your lane.
Yeah, but don't some of the sides become main women at some point in time sometimes too?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's my whole point.
Yeah.
That's my whole point. That's what I said about earlier. When I said earlier, when I said about when the man and the woman are having relations, and once again, he blurts out the "I love you," and the woman, you know, she ain't blurt that out because, like I said, usually women do that, but the man blurts that out. Now, once again, like I said, is he starting to feel something? Once again, it could be just like Brother B said, oh, you know, the sex is good and that shit is feeling good, but you know what I'm saying? It could be that he's also like, damn, I'm feeling something. Damn, what is that?
It's not impossible. Listen, some people step out for certain reasons. Sometimes it's the person that they with, or sometimes they just do it to do it. Listen, it is what it's going to be to that individual. All right? That individual in their situation, it is what it is. But my whole thing is this. When it comes down to the number two, if you catching feelings, either it's something that's lacking in number one, or it's something that's lacking within you that makes you that you just have some issue where you just either having a problem with number one, or you just enjoying number two too much to the point where you just like, ah, forget it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dealing with number one no more, because either you caught up on the sex, or you caught up on the conversation, or you just caught up on the person. But apparently, if you caught up on number two, it's something that you're caught up on. And 9 times out of 10, most people are just caught up on the excitement and the sex. But then when that But once again, that's in hindsight. Hindsight is 20/20. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to kind of see. You got to do the.
But what's really sad is that we're even talking about side pieces, because I thought relationships are about trying to be monogamous stuff. So when we talk about side pieces, whoa, what are we talking about? Is that the way we are all starting to live nowadays?
That's the scary part. Let me tell you something.
Nobody.
Unfortunately, this is how it's going. I'm telling you, this is how things are going these days. Unfortunately, this is how it is. I just said it earlier. You got one dude, and you got to share this one dude with like 2 and 3 other women, and it doesn't make any sense. I'm not saying we're supposed to accept it, but it's just that this is the kind of. So I'm not saying that there's not no guys out there that's a one woman man or a woman that likes one man. You know, I'm not saying that's not, but it's just that this is the society that we're living in now. Well, like I said, you got this one guy, and you know what? It's not even just right now, because I had a friend of mine tell me this, and this was over almost 10 years ago. We talked about it, and she said the same thing. You got this one guy, and you got to fight for the attention of this one guy for three and four other women that he's probably dealing with, or the wife, or girlfriend, or somebody else. You know, it doesn't make you right. It doesn't.
It sounds
make
really
sense.
Bad
but
when you
it,
say
it
like
it?
That, and it's like, where is self
worth
in it? Where is your self
worth?
Can you just
But wait a minute. Sometimes it's not about self worth. Sometimes it's not about self worth. Sometimes it's just some women are just like, listen, I don't feel like being alone. Simple and plain.
Right.
That's
I
sad.
I don't feel like
yeah.
being alone, because sometimes, you know, it is sad.
But so you're going with someone that already has insecurity issues. Like, you don't even recognize her issue. If that's what he or she is saying, there's an issue that they're dealing with.
It has nothing to do with
that. And for her to want to be aside and be okay with that, something's not quite right.
You know what? Instead of fucking with that DMX nigga or that Chinese food nigga, and you know what you do? Stay alone. Stay alone. That's all I say.
Listen.
Stay alone. Instead of messing with that.
It's plenty of toys out there.
You better say it. You ain't messing with nobody, you're messing with someone. Like, well, I wouldn't even want to be bothered with that.
Well, you got some women that's on this thing of, listen, her uterus ain't got nothing to do with my uterus. How about that? You got her uterus ain't got nothing to do with mine.
When one of us catch crabs or something, I mean, it has.
You
a lot
better
of
say it. Thank you, but no, I don't need that gift.
Wendy Williams got divorced. I don't care about the divorce, but do you still stay with your partner that you work with? Because Kevin Spencer was a partner is a partner of Wendy Williams, and they work together. Do you still stay with that partner after the divorce?
All right, well, that's the absolute truth tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio. Hot Rod, K Dog, Sean Black, and Lady T. And on that note, call the 7756 K Dog, Hot Rod, Lady
yeah,
T,
man.
Big Red. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Another one in the
it
can. We'll have
another
to
one in the
again.
Can.
All right,
yes,
y'all.
We will.
Everybody have a good night.
That's right.
Good night, guys. Good night.
Later, y'all.